subject. She's using her tax money for the wrong purpose. Hello, Stephen Shirley. I don't know where to begin. Ever since I can remember, my 36-year-old sister has always put a man before everyone and everything, including her high school education. Recently, her actions and poor decision-making abilities have really taken a toll on our family, especially our parents. 2 years ago, she had a relationship with a married man that resulted in a child. Of course, he wanted nothing to do with her, but she thought by having this child, it would make him want her. She would give him money, not her money, but money my mother would give her. He tried to be in the child's life, and she didn't want that because he didn't want her. So he completely left her alone, and she moved on to the next man, who she immediately allowed in the child's life and tried to assign him the role of a daddy to her child. Within 2 months into this relationship, she was conveniently pregnant again. Within two more months, this guy goes to jail because he had a dispute with the other child's mother's boyfriend, but told my sister it was about money. While in jail, he gave her the jailhouse sweet nothings, and the whole time he was making amends with the first child's mother. So what would any sensible woman do in this situation? Well, she used her tax money to bail him out. And what does he do when he gets out? He goes back to the other woman. A couple of months later, she gives birth to another child, which is within 18 months of her first. This guy is also not involved, but he calls all the time to get money from her, all the while not providing for his child. To add fuel to the fire, within 8 months of the second child, she gets pregnant from a man she met on the internet. She left her six-month-old and two-year-old for my younger sister to watch while she went to see this man after only knowing him for 1 month. Then she decides to move to another state with this man and gives him all her tax money to find a home. He sends her home, takes her money, and conveniently goes missing. So now she has two kids, one on the way, and has been pregnant for basically 3 years. Depends on my parents to pay all her bills, and our little sister has given up her youth to take care of her older sister's kids. My sister dropped out of high school, so she has no true means of supporting these kids, refuses to hold these men responsible, and even now my father is disgusted and my mom is at wit's end. My father may leave once he finds out about this new baby. Steve, I gave her your book, and it seems she uses it as a paperweight. Please offer her some guidance because I am tired of wasting my breath for someone who thinks they have it all together but can never figure it out. Sincerely, taxed out. So are we. Just reading this letter, it taxes you. I got to tell you, though, thank you for loving and caring about your sister. I mean, it's just a complete and utter shame that she doesn't care anything for herself or for her precious babies. It's clear to everyone that but her that she's throwing her life away. I mean, completely by running after these men and giving them all her money. This is craziness. She's definitely needs to be introduced to birth control. You would think that she would know better. I mean, she is 36 years old. She had to help. It's hard to help anyone. I'll put it like that. That won't allow anyone to help them. She won't listen to anyone, obviously. You said you've talked to her till you have no more breath, and your mom and dad are getting sick of it. But the one thing I will say is that your parents have to stop giving her money. Your sister has to give her her own kids so she can take care of them, although it doesn't sound like she will. But something has to be done. These men have to be taken to court so they can pay child support. Something has to be done for these children. This woman is out of control. Your family is enabling her. That's not teaching her anything. This whole thing is a mess right here. But someone needs to look after those kids. And I say go to court if you can, if you can find these fathers and see if you can get some type of child support. Steve?
This is a long, drawn out piece of foolishness. Ugh. Just a letter filled with stupidity, ignorance, and low self-esteem. It's the usual. Shirley hit it right on the head. You all have to stop enabling her. But I know it's hard because you all don't want the kids to suffer. because the kids didn't ask for this type of mama that can't make a decision. But here's what's wrong with this girl right here. First of all, subject, she's using her tax money for the wrong purposes. First thing your sister need to do is quit filing. That's the first thing she need to do. Just quit filing your damn taxes. Because obviously, see, stupid people don't need large sums of money. See, what makes a person stupid with a large sum of money is they done jacked up all they small sums of money. So now, these large sums, they clueless. So first thing she need to do is stop that. But let's go into this letter. Your sister is looking for love in a man without first loving herself. If you do not love yourself, you cannot possibly know what the requirements of loving you should be. That's the first thing. Secondly, your sister is trying to buy a relationship with money. I could do this. I can get us a house. I can give you that. I'll give you that. I'll give you that. Come back. I'll give you this. Third thing, your sister is trying to trap a man into a relationship. I don't know why women think, man, if you have a baby, that's going to make a dude do right. And then here's the other thing. Here's the big one. Your sister thinks that her thing is something special.
Say that one more time. Mm-hmm.
Your sister thinks that her thing is something special, that it has some type of superpowers. See, that's what she thinks. What she don't know is everybody got one of them. So see, yours that you think is all that with superpowers, wash that out the head. She don't know that passing it out quickly don't cause a man to want it more. It makes us want it less. Easy come, easy go. It's so many lessons in this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.